I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, the story of the president who couldn't make the starting lineup of his high school basketball team. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill.
Los Angeles is going to get an NFL team. The story is the Rams are coming home, unless you live in St. Louis, in which case the story is that the Rams are leaving home. Are you surprised?
No. I mean, sooner or later, the charade had to end, and they had to put a team or teams in the Los Angeles market, because using that particular market to blackjack cities had gotten very old very fast. I am a little bit less sympathetic for the fans in St. Louis since they stole that team in the first place. So if for some reason the Thunder were to go back to Seattle, I wouldn't feel bad for the people in Oklahoma City at all.
Yeah, as you alluded to, there is a likelihood that there'll be a second team in Los Angeles. Maybe the Raiders, maybe the Chargers. This is kind of an interesting development. How do you like two teams in L.A.?
Well, I mean, the question is, how much does Roger Goodell like two teams in L.A.? And I guarantee you he likes it just fine. My money's on the Chargers, by the way. I think they're going to leave the Raiders to Oakland in perpetuity.
MLS Commissioner Don Garber said that St. Louis is now on the top of his list for potential MLS expansion. I suppose the city's football fans might find some consolation in a new football team moving there, huh?
Absolutely not. Oh. I don't think there's any crossover whatsoever, but St. Louis is a very good soccer town.
It is indeed. It always has been.
At the collegiate level, so I think they'll find a fan base, but it won't be the disgruntled guys wearing their Sam Bradford jerseys to funerals.
Charlie, we don't usually recap games that were played a week ago, but the Cincinnati Bengals' loss last Saturday featured an epic last-minute collapse, a head-to-head hit that got a Bengals defender suspended for 3 games. The Bengals now own the longest streak of consecutive playoff losses, and their fans are dismayed, and I don't suppose you can blame them.
No, I mean, it's too bad, too, because Cincinnati's played very well in the regular season during this time of trouble in the playoffs. That game was almost the equivalent to a lot of people of the Randall Tex Cobb Larry Holmes fight that drove Howard Cosell out of boxing. It was just everything, including incompetent officiating, that everybody has hated the NFL for all year.
Last week, the Cleveland Browns hired a baseball guy to run the team, and this week they hired Hugh Jackson to be their new head coach, and he comes from, wait for it, the Bengals. Another good choice by the Browns.
Wait a minute, I thought Hugh Jackson was like Wolverine. No, Hugh Jackson, not Hugh Jackman. Yeah. See, if they'd hired a baseball guy to run the team and then Hugh Jackman to coach it, I would cover every game next year. Seriously, Bill, Hugh Jackson's a terrific hire. I mean, he doesn't deserve Cleveland, but then again, nobody does.
Alabama won the CFP national title game on Monday night. They beat Clemson 45-40. Did that game play out the way you thought it would?
No, I thought Clemson put up a great fight. I thought it was just a terrific football game, and it justified all of the terrible playoff games up till that point.
Charlie, Lawrence Phillips, whose various felonies overshadowed the football he played for the aforementioned Rams and lots of other teams, was found dead in his prison cell on Wednesday morning. On Tuesday, a judge had ruled that Phillips should stand trial for killing his former cellmate. I wonder if he'll be one of those former football players whose brain is examined for CTE.
If the people doing the research are incredibly fortunate, it will be. I mean, that sounds grotesque. But this is one of the epic, almost Greek tragedy, long falls of any athlete. I mean, to be standing trial because you murdered your cellmate because you were already in jail, I can't come up with a similar circumstance in history.
You may know more than I do about the credibility of the Daily Mail, the London newspaper. The Mail reported this week that a woman who had worked for FIFA and had been a whistleblower on various malfeasances there now says that Qatar will lose the 2022 World Cup. That would be a first. I wonder if it could happen.
I just hope they, you know, if they do lose it, and they should lose it, and they never should have gotten it in the first place, what are they going to do with all the stadiums?
Well, that's the excellent question. I don't know.
If Roger Goodell is not already over there negotiating, he should be. So maybe I'm wrong, Bill. Maybe the Raiders won't stay in Oakland.
Charlie, there's a bronze statue of Real Madrid soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo on the Portuguese island where he was born, and it has recently been painted. And Ronaldo's sister says the vandalism proves the island is, quote, inhabited by savages. Maybe the miscreants just wanted a statue of a better player.
I don't know, but this is I like his sister. That's some admirable ferocity there.
Needless to say, the statue of Ronaldo now features Lionel Messi's number 10 and Barcelona's blue and red colors.
Yeah, and where were you, Bill, when this happened?
I refuse to answer that question on the grounds that it may.
Well, I would get a lawyer, pal, because Ronaldo's sister really wants a piece of your hide, pal.
I know how much you love the Tampa Bay Rays home field, affectionately known as the Trop. Are you dismayed to learn that the St. Petersburg City Council voted this week to allow the team to expand their search for a new ballpark?
Well, no, I'm always disappointed when the civil authorities give in to blackmail, but Tropicana Field, a.k.a. Castle Dracula, is probably the worst sporting venue in America.
I have to agree. I actually saw a game there one time, and it felt like I was inside a pinball machine.
The only thing that's ever been comparable to me, Bill, is the old indoor stadium up in Montreal, and that had pieces of the ceiling falling down.
Finally, Charlie, Britain's Parliament is considering alternatives to God Save the Queen, the anthem usually played before sports events, and some of the other anthems being considered are Land of Hope and Glory and Jerusalem and the BBC radio drama theme for the Archers. You got any suggestions?
Absolutely. They don't even have to change the name of the title. God Save the Queen by the Sex Pistols.
Yeah, that would work. How about Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones?
No, I want the Sex Pistols. That way we won't have to change any of the sheet music.
Charlie Pierce joins me each week on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.